Hello everyone, and welcome to the Conquerors Podcast, Episode 1, Introduction. I'll start off with a bit about myself. My name is Ramzi Shalah. I live in Haifa, Israel. Until a couple of months ago, I worked as a certified public accountant in an accounting firm, but now I'm helping out in the family business and trying to make it on my own. Ever since I remember myself, I was interested in every kind of general knowledge there is, but my interest in history specifically began when one day, in the second grade, weird, I know, while I was in the school library, I noticed a book with an awesome picture of some guy called Alexander the Great. As I started reading about the man who became king by 20, who crossed the Hellespont to take on the mightiest empire in history by 22, and who by 30 had personally led his armies all the way from Macedon, across Asia, to the Indus River in India, only to be turned back by his own men and eventually die a month before his 33rd birthday, I was immediately taken. Since then, my passion for history has just increased, and I read just about any topic there is. Still, if I were to choose, my favorite topics are Alexander the Great and, of course, the Roman Empire. Seriously, I'm a major geek when it comes to these two topics. So it is no wonder that when, about 5 years ago, I heard about something called a podcast named The History of Rome by some guy called Mike Duncan, I said, hell, let's give it a try. And boy, did I give it a try. I got addicted immediately, and since then, probably listened to every episode at least 3 times. As I got closer to the end of both the podcast and of the Roman Empire, I really was depressed, and immediately started looking for another history podcast, only to discover that some other guy called Robin Pearson has started his own podcast with the ambition of continuing the story of the Roman Empire from where Mike left it. That podcast was called The History of Byzantium. I got hooked up immediately, and to say that I'm addicted to the still ongoing podcast is an understatement. There are some episodes which I listen to at least 10 times, and I still get excited every time a new episode is released. Also, no need to say that I listened to Mike's second podcast, Revolutions, which is still ongoing, although sadly Mike recently announced that their current revolution, the Russian Revolution, is going to be the last one of this podcast. Both Mike and Robin are professionals and passionate about what they do, and most of all, they are able to pass on their knowledge in such a way that just keeps you wanting more. And if by some chance I'll have the honor of any of them listening to this podcast, I'd like to take this chance to thank them both for their awesome work. I simply devour the content each of them record, and I'm grateful beyond any measure for their work. And no need to say that they were my main inspiration for starting my own podcast. The main difference between my podcast and their and most other podcasts I'm familiar with is that I intend to focus on certain individuals rather than on a history of a state or a civilization. Okay, a little about the podcast itself. Since the dawn of humanity, we humans have been going to war with each other. And throughout our history, boy did we do a lot of it. Even if we go back to the hunter-gatherer period, before the agricultural revolution and the rise of cities and empires, men fought each other for resources, be it food, shelter, hunting ground, and of course, captives or slaves. With the transition to agricultural societies that enabled cities and states to form, war evolved alongside civilization and society, but its goals remained mostly the same, except for one. Cities and states now sought to extend their rule, culture, and influence over other cities, states, and people. This was achieved through conquest. Countless city-states, kingdoms, and empire went to war for the sake of conquering the other. And for most of our history, and one may say even today, rulers and leaders were obsessed with conquest, and in some cases, it was expected from them, because of its association with fame, glory, and the favor of God or the gods. In some cases, like the Assyrians, the Romans, and the early Arab Caliphate, the purpose and even destiny of their civilization was seen as to keep expanding with the aim of conquering the whole world. As the history geek that I am, I was always fascinated about the history of warfare, and particularly about those few individuals, the conquerors. Some of them are household names like Caesar, Alexander the Great, Hannibal, and Genghis Khan. Yet some, like Subutai and Jeb, you know, the guys that were actually responsible for a great part of the Mongol conquest, Seleucus I, Nicator, the Macedonian general who eventually ended up founding and ruling the empire that ended up controlling most of Alexander's empire, Scipio Africanus, the undefeated Roman general who beat Hannibal, and Sargon of Akkad, the founder of the first empire in history, these guys are far less famous, especially in cultures other than their own. And it was these lesser-known great men of history that got me to want to do this podcast. I've been planning to start this podcast for a while now, and with the unfortunate outbreak of the coronavirus and being in lockdown, I said that I'd at least put it to good use and work on launching the podcast. Now for some guidelines for this podcast. In terms of order of conquerors, my aim is for it to be chronological. As for the conquerors, I will include, obviously my first task was to determine who they are going to be. Throughout history, there were countless people who were great generals, who led armies and conquered other states and peoples. I decided to choose the rulers and generals based on the following criteria. A. Scale of the conquest. One clearly important question is how big the conquest is for one to be considered a great conqueror. The answer for this question for me depended on two things. One, the size of the conqueror's state before the conquest. And two, the time period in which the conqueror lived. Because obviously, conquest on the scale of Darius's wouldn't have been possible had he lived during the New Kingdom's Bronze Age. B. The endurance of the conquest. I wanted to focus on conquerors whose legacy lasted far beyond their own lifetimes and whose conquests endured. I will say from now that there are some exceptions to this criterion, men who were simply too great and too awesome to leave out, most notably Hannibal and Napoleon Bonaparte. Also, for each conqueror, there will be a short background episode to discuss his state and or culture. As for the heroes, for some there will be one episode, and for others there will be more. This will depend on the amount of material available about that certain individual, and of course, each one's own story. I will try to keep every background episode between 10 to 15 minutes, while for the main episodes, my aim is for it to be between 15 to 20 minutes. Where it's possible and reliable, I will give dates. As for the cover photo, for this episode, I chose to go with the Roman eagle or aquila. For me, nothing symbolizes conquest and power more than the Roman Empire and its legions. For each future episode, there will be a new cover photo to fit the subject of that episode. Okay, so to wrap things up, I hope you all enjoyed the podcast. Will remain the upload rate, which I aim for, is an episode every 2 weeks. Your comments or suggestions are most welcome. You can leave them on a podcast Facebook page called The Conquerors Podcast, a YouTube channel with the same name, or on iTunes or any other platform you guys use to listen to the podcast. Also, don't forget to rate the podcast. You can also contact me directly at theconquerorspodcast@gmail.com. Our first episode, Ancient Mesopotamia, Sumer, and Akkad, has already been uploaded in preparation for the episode about our first great conqueror, who is none other than the founder of the world's first true empire, Sargon the Great of Akkad. Thank you all for listening to The Conquerors Podcast.